Hey there, cutie. I'm so glad you could come over today. You know I've been keeping my eyes on you for a while now, and I'm just so impressed by your character. I mean, it's not every day I come over a good-looking, sweet, and ambitious young man like yourself. And from our last encounter, I really think that you've proven to me that you are very generous and very eager to please me. So that's why I've invited you over today. You see, when I see something that I like, I just feel this deep urge inside of me to get it all for myself, to own it and take complete control over it, to make it all mine and only mine. And I guess I'm sort of selfish that way, but I just can't help it. When I want something, I just need to have it, and I will do anything to make it mine. You know, it's kind of like when you see a pair of sexy underwear at the clothing shop, but there's only one pair left, and at the same time you see this other bitch heading in their direction, ready to snatch them right in front of your eyes. Just let me tell you this, honey. You do not want to be that other bitch in this situation, because when I want something, I will destroy anything and everything in my way to get it. Anything to make sure that what I want becomes mine. But not with physical violence, of course. That would be beneath my dignity. And I have much more subtle and effective ways to make sure that I get what I want. But let's not go there right now, sweetie. Let's talk about the reason why you're here instead. And that reason is that I would like to make a little proposal to you. A really demanding but very rewarding proposal, to be honest. You see, I like you. I like your body. I like your attitude, and I like how sweet you are. So, to be really blunt, I would also like to own you. I would like for you to be all mine to play with, to be my personal toy, so to say, my very own pet. And as you already know, I have a line of guys just waiting for my attention. Just waiting to take me out on dates and flatter me and buy me things. And with that said, you should consider yourself a very lucky boy. Because the truth is that right now, all I want is for you to become my personal plaything. Those other guys do not matter to me right now. It's all about you and no one else. I mean, our last time together was really amazing, wasn't it? That lovely dinner at the restaurant where I just teased you all night long with my foot under the table, rubbing your throbbing cock when nobody could see it, writing naughty little things on my napkin just to pass it to you and watch your reaction. And you were really trying to be discreet about your arousal, but you just couldn't conceal it, could you? As you sat there, squirming and sweating, trying to keep your face while at the same time letting out those muffled little moans that you just couldn't hold in, despite the fact that we were in a public restaurant. Oh, and the best part was when the dessert came in. That delicious ice cream dessert with the little red cherry on the top. You remember that, don't you? How I just kept on playing with that little cherry, licking it and sucking it for minutes and minutes, and just couldn't help but imagining, could you? Imagining that cherry was your cute little cockhead as I swirled my tongue around the cherry, licking all of that sweet sugar coating right off of it. And that just made you rock hard, didn't it? So hard that you almost creamed in your pants right on the spot. Well, almost. because lucky as you were, I managed to calm you down again by handing you a glass of cool water for you to gulp down before you were completely overheated. And after the restaurant, I brought you back to my place where I just kept on teasing you until finally, when you just crawled up between my thighs and pleased my perfect little pussy for hours and hours. Oh, I think I came on your mouth so many times that by the end of it, your whole face was just covered in my sweet pussy juices. And then I just rolled over and went to sleep without ever even touching your throbbing, twitching cock. Oh, well, that was a good night, wasn't it? And now, you're back here with me, hoping for better luck than the last time. So what do you say? Are you ready to take our relationship one step further? Are you ready to be mine to play with? Ready to be mine and only mine? Just for a trial week at first. Just for 1 week as a starter. And if you prove yourself to be a loyal pet for me, then we can discuss the extension of this arrangement. So what do you say, my sweet boy? Are you ready to become my personal plaything? To kneel down in front of me and swear the good boy oath to me? Are you ready to give up a bit of your freedom in exchange for the limitless amounts of pleasure that I can give you? Are you ready to obey me and serve me like an obedient little pet? To be collared in my control, completely captured and submissive to my demands? To feel that delicious delight of being dominated by a confident and caring woman like me? So, what do you say? You may say yes now, my horny boy. You may say, yes, mistress, I would love to be your pet. Or you can leave my house right now, never to experience those sweet sensations of fully committing to my wonderful voice and my beautiful body. That's the choice you have to make. So choose wisely, my sweet boy. Of course it's a yes. How could you ever turn me down, darling? I just have you exactly where I want you to be. So get on your knees, pet. Get on your knees on the floor in front of me and put your hands behind your back. Yes, good boy. Now look up at me. Look at my beautiful body. And then repeat after me. Mistress, I swear to you. Oh, come on. You can do better than that, can't you? I want you to speak up loud and clear for me. I want you to say it with gratitude and great intent. So let's try this again, shall we? Mistress, I swear to you. To be your obedient, loyal, and grateful pet. To obey my mistress. And to refrain from seeking pleasure from anyone else but mistress. To remember my place on the floor beneath her. And above all, to always be a good boy for her. Perfect. That wasn't so hard, was it? That was as simple as breathing. Now, get up for me, pet. Get up from the floor. It's time for you to be introduced to your new world of sweet submission and blissful agony. So just strip naked for me. Just be a good pet for me and get that shirt off of your body. You have such a nice body, my pet. So hard and sexy. Now get those pants off as well. Just slide them down for mistress. There you go. Now slip off the underwear too. Well, we don't need those right now, my pet. So just go ahead and show me what you're hiding in there. Show mistress what a big boy you are. That thing right there, that is mine and only mine now. That beautiful cock of yours is my personal property. And you understand that, right, my pet? So say it. Say, my cock is all yours, mistress. Good boy. Now, do you see that chair over there? That's where I want you, my pet. I want you to sit down in that chair for me and just close your eyes for me. So do it. Just sit down and make yourself comfortable. You see, I'm going to tie you to this chair now, my pet. And then I'm going to tease you and tease you and tease you until you understand exactly how much control I have over you. So just sit down in this chair and let your mistress handle the rest. Let me tie these naughty hands behind the back of the chair, just to make sure that you won't use them for anything inappropriate during our session together, like stroking yourself or touching my beautiful body. Because I just want you to sit there like an obedient pet for me until I decide that you deserve to be released. Now, let me tie your legs to the chair as well, just to ensure that you really cannot walk away from this. Just to make sure that you will stay exactly where I want you to be for the rest of our session together, so that you can't move your legs even the slightest bit. There we go. Now, just two more things, pet. First, I don't want you to be able to see anything right now. So just to make sure that you won't be a naughty little pet sneak peeking on my perfect body, I am going to wrap this black, silky blindfold around your sweet little head. So just embrace the darkness and uncertainty as I cover your eyes, as I kiss your neck, as I tie a quick little knot on the back of your head. Don't worry, pet. You're in such good hands right now, so just relax and let go for mistress. And now to the second part, my pet. You see, I don't really need you talking for the next few minutes, so be a good boy for me and just open your pretty little mouth for me, won't you? And let me put this nice little gag ball in there. Just so you can't tell me how good it feels when I tease you. Just so you can't tell me to go faster or slower or harder or even to stop. Because that's how I like you, my pet. Completely helpless and vulnerable for me. As I move around you with my soft hand gently rubbing your neck, teasing your body, exploring all of those erogenous zones, like your earlobes, your back, your belly, right above your throbbing cock. As I learn more and more about your sweet spots, as I slide my fingers all over your body, over your knees, to the inside of your thighs, and all the way up to your cute little belly button. As I let my fingers slide over your torso, up to those sensitive little nipples of yours, just gently pinching them. Just feel my sweet nails digging into your soft skin. Wow, that sure does make you squirm, my pet, as I carefully twist them and squeeze them. That feels amazing, doesn't it? As I stick my finger in my warm mouth to make it all nice and wet for you, so I can smear my saliva all around your nipple, just teasing it like this, just circulating around it, squeezing it between my fingers. Blowing on it so you can feel that cold sensation from my saliva on your sensitive little nipple as you just sit there, restrained and blindfolded, so eager and needy for me, so hopeful and horny, just waiting for my next move. As you feel my fingers stroking through your hair, massaging your scalp and whispering in your ear that you are all mine, pet. You are all mine, and I'm going to have so much fun with you tonight. I'm going to tease you and torment you until you're so fucking desperate that you just cry out for me that all you want is to be my obedient little pet. Well, aren't you excited, my pet? I can see that cock of yours just twitching like crazy between your legs. It's just begging for my attention, isn't it? Well, not yet, my plaything. It doesn't matter how lost and leaky you are, because mistress, and only mistress, decides when it's playtime for you. So just be a patient pet for me and wait. Right now, the only part of your body that deserves my attention are those heavy balls of yours. So just let me have a little look at them. Let me inspect what those balls have to offer me as I kneel down between your thighs and oh my, those balls are really full, my pet. So full and heavy with creamy white cum for me, ready to just gush out the very second I give you permission. So ready to just squirt and spurt out as soon as I feel generous enough to release you. But not yet, my obedient boy. Not yet. So just let me give those loaded balls a few gentle smacks for now, just to let them know that Mistress is in charge here. Shh, shh, shh. Don't whimper, my pet. I need you to be strong for me right now. I need you to prove your obedience and patience to me. So just let me return to stroking your beautiful hair again. Just sliding my fingers all the way from the back of your head and up to the top of your scalp. Just gentle strokes for my obedient boy. Oh, yes, you are being such a good boy for me. So I think you deserve a little reward now. I think you deserve to bury your face in my beautiful bosom. So just let me get my tits out for you. My big, perfect tits. Mm-hmm. I know how much you love them. How much you adore and worship them. My soft and jiggly tits. So round and perfectly shaped they are. Just feel them as I squeeze them all around your face. As I capture you in my perfect cleavage, right where you belong, my pet, between my big, soft boobs. Just breathe me in, my pet. Breathe in my lovely scent. Just lose your mind in my wonderful bosom as your cock twitches and jumps between your legs. So eager to be pleased, so eager to be touched, as you squirm and whimper with your face buried between my breasts. Oh, you are such a good fucking boy for me. And I believe that it's time for you to really experience what it's like to be my personal pet now. So just let me give you a little gift, sweetie. A little something to show you what it means to me to have such a perfect, obedient pet like you. You see, I bought this collar the other day, and I've been dying to see it wrapped around your precious little neck. So just lift your chin up for me and let me put it on for you. Just feel the smooth leather against your skin as I wrap it around you and lock it on the back of your neck. There we go. You're officially mine now. You are officially my personal pet. And I just love seeing you like this. So under my influence, so submissive and helpless for me, under my complete control, so eager to be pleased by me, to be fucked by me like a good little slut. But not yet, my plaything. I just need to tease you for a little while longer first. So let me sit down in your lap with your throbbing cock just twitching between my legs as you feel the weight of my body on your lap and the feeling of my smooth, soft skin rubbing against yours. Oh yeah, that's right, my little pet. I'm completely naked for you now. Well, almost completely naked. Except for my sexy black high leather boots. I kept them on because I just love to wear them. And I'm going to ask you to kiss those boots later, my pet. But for now, just let me sit here in your lap, grinding against you. Just feel my silky butt cheeks against your skin as you try to break free from your restraints to be able to touch my body. But you just can't, can you, my pet? Because Mistress knows how to tie a proper knot. How to ensure that those ropes stay right where they are. So just sit still and enjoy this. Enjoy me sitting on your lap, teasing you with my perfect ass, just wriggling from side to side and grinding back and forth. As your pre-cum just drips from the tip of your cock and down onto the floor, as it just pours out of you to form a perfect little puddle on the floor beneath me. A puddle is proof of your patience, as a manifestation of my ownership of you, because that drooling cock, my pet, that cock is all mine. And that cock does not get to be touched unless I allow it to be touched. So just keep leaking for me. Let that shiny pre-cum leak out of you as I grind my perfect ass against your lap. Good fucking boy. Oh, you're being so fucking good, my pet. You're being so good for Mistress right now, so let's take this up a notch, shall we? Just let me get up from your lap and position myself on the floor between your legs again, just so I can have a really good look at that leaking cock of yours, that leaking, twitching cock, so desperate for my attention. Now guess what, my pet? I'm going to stroke that desperate cock of yours. I'm going to reward you for your obedience now. So just let me get my hand nice and slick for you. Let me really make sure that it's properly wet for you. Yeah, there we go. Now just breathe for me. Just breathe and relax, my pet, as I wrap my soft, slippery hand all around your throbbing cock, as I start stroking it so slowly, so gently, really working the whole length of your cock, twisting my hand around it, from the base of it and all the way up to that sensitive cock head, as I stroke up and down with a firm grip around your shaft, as I let my skillful thumb slide over that sensitive tip, as I milk you like the obedient little pet that you are, as I pump you closer and closer to that sweet release. But know this, my pet, you cannot come yet. You cannot come until your mistress has given you permission to. So just hold it back for me. Keep that creamy cum in your ball sack for me. Just control yourself like a patient boy and fight that urge to let that thick, sticky load just gush out all over my soft little hand. Resist that temptation to just explode all over the place as my slippery hand goes up and down on your cock, pumping you faster and faster as I stroke you into pure bliss and oblivion, into a submissive state where you just whimper and quiver and squirm like a desperate fucking boy for me. You're so desperate for release now, aren't you? So eager for me to give you permission to come, to let you shoot your sticky load all over the place. Oh yeah, you are just so fucking worked up right now. I can just feel those balls tightening as your cock pulsates in my soft little hand. Wow, you can't take this much more, can you, my pet? You're gonna make a messy mess any second now. Well, don't, because I'm not done with you, my pet. So keep that sticky fucking cum inside those swollen balls of yours. Just keep it right there for me, my pet. Oh, I think you need some help, sweetie. So I'm just going to stop stroking you now, just to let you catch your breath for a sec. Just a little breather before the grand finale. But before we go there, just let me get this red marker out. This cute little marker that I always use to mark up my property with. You see, your body is my personal property now, so I just need to mark it to ensure that you really understand that. So just let me write something on your chest here, on that exact spot where your heart is located. This pet belongs to his mistress. If found, please return. There we go. Just to make sure that you understand that you belong to me now, and to ensure that if you run away from me, then other women will know that you are not a boy that is up for grabs. Because you are my fucking pet. And I want you to come for me now. I want you to squirt all of that creamy cum into my warm, wet, perfect pussy. I want a nice little cream pie from you just to seal the deal, my pet. So I'm going to finish you off in my pussy now. I'm going to sit down on top of you and fuck that thick, creamy load right out of you. And I will give you 15 seconds, my pet. no more and no less. That's all that you get today. Just 15 seconds of my perfect pussy. Just 15 seconds to fill my pussy full of your creamy cum. And you are going to do exactly that. You are going to be a good fucking boy for me and come within those 15 seconds. Because if you haven't released your load in my pussy before those 15 seconds are over, there will be no coming for you today. And that would be really unfortunate for you, wouldn't it? Yes, of course it would be. Now, let me straddle you. Just let me position myself on top of you with my perfect pussy. Just inches above your cock. So ready to drop down onto you. So ready to swallow your throbbing cock. But no, no, no. I'm just going to wait for a bit. I'm going to tease you right now with my warm, wet, wonderful pussy hovering above that twitching cock. Just imagine it, my pet. Imagine my soft, wet, perfect pussy swallowing your swollen cock. Imagine the warmth and wetness surrounding you as you shiver and shake for me, as my velvety pussy clenches and contracts around your rigid shaft. Oh, just imagine it, sweetie. Anticipate that pleasure of my tight little pussy slamming down onto that cock, bouncing on top of you as you zone out and give in and squirt your hot, sticky load into my heavenly pussy. Oh, God. I could tease you like this for hours, my pet. I could do this all day. But I think you've waited long enough now. And I think you've been such a good boy for me today. Such a good fucking boy for me. So just feel my tight little pussy dropping down on your throbbing cock, taking you deep inside of me. Oh yes. 15 seconds, my pet. Get ready for me. Oh. Okay. 15. 14. Oh. 13. 12. 11. Oh, 10. Oh, fuck. 9. Oh, 8. 7. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2. 1. Big fucking mess you made right in my perfect pussy. Such a good fucking boy for me. You did so good for me today, my pet. You were so patient and obedient for me. So perfectly patient for me. And now I just want you to sit here for a while and think about what I just did to you. Just sit here as I stroke your hair and kiss your neck for a bit. Good boy. Now, let me untie those ropes for you. First, let me free your hands. And then your legs. There we go. Now let me get this blindfold off of you. And finally, this gag ball, too. There we go. Now, I need to run some errands, my pet. So until further notice, it's free playtime for you. So you can just run off and do whatever you like, my pet. Because I know that you will be back for more. I know that this was the start of something beautiful. So I'll see you later, okay? Goodbye, my pet.